Biologists have documented an alarming decline in fur seal pups on the Pribilof Islands. The latest survey numbers show pup production is at its lowest level since 1915, down almost 5% over the last 2 years. Tom Gillette leads the Alaska Ecosystem Program for the National Marine Mammal Lab. He says the new pup numbers are dramatic.
We estimated a population, I think, of somewhere in the neighborhood of 102,000 fur seal pups on St. Paul Island. That's the largest breeding population in the world. So considering that's 2 years, you're talking about a difference in over 6,000 pups from 2 years ago. We've been seeing that now for a few years, so it's a big number, really.
And what about the population as a whole? What are the numbers?
Well, this is where it's interesting. So say about 15 years ago or so, the Pribilofs were approximately three-quarters of the world's population of northern fur seals, about 75%. Now it's about 50%. Two things are happening. One is that the population on the Pribilofs, and specifically on St. Paul, is decreasing. At the same time, that smaller populations in the throughout the world and in Russia are increasing, and so we're seeing a change in that sort of the pie chart, if you will.
And taking that into account, that the population in Alaska is declining, how are the animals doing near the Pribilof Islands? Are they healthy, the adults, or how are they?
Well, it's an interesting problem, and it's one that, or the question, and it's one that we've seen, and we've tried to answer with a number of marine mammal species. We don't find animals who are in really poor condition. We don't find animals that are starving or emaciated on the beach, similar to stellar sea lions or to other marine mammal populations that have decreased, like sea otters. You don't find the bodies. You just don't find the animals. I mean, you don't find them live, and you don't find them dead. They're just not there. So whenever we do any sort of sequence of counts and we compare it to previous counts, there's just less animals. So it's not like we're finding animals who show us some sort of indication of what's happened to their cohorts. We're just not seeing the animals.
How worried are you about this pup production decline for the Pribilof population?
It's a concern because St. Paul continues to be the largest producer of fur seal pups in the world, so it's a significant part of the worldwide population. And we don't understand what's happening. We don't know why we're seeing the pup numbers continue to drop on St. Paul, whereas, for example, this, at least in this year's survey, at an island only a few miles away at St. George, we saw a slight increase in the number of pups. Now, that's a lot less animals. It's an order of magnitude smaller population at St. George. But nevertheless, the arrows went a different direction. It's important to remember that northern fur seals spend probably better than half of their life at sea, if not more, and more like two-thirds. And so these pups in the summer that we're looking at, they're the result of breeding that occurred the previous year in the fall, and then of their mother's survival through the winter in the North Pacific. And we don't know very much at all about what's going on there.
So what's going on, do you think? What are some possible causes for this decline?
Well, it's hard to say. I think that there's probably a combination of things that could be adding up on these animals. St. Paul is on the continental shelf. The animals have to travel farther for food than perhaps animals on St. George or, say, Bogoslav. That could be contributing to it, especially if other factors were pushing available prey further and further off the shelf. If a female has to travel farther and longer in order to get sufficient resources, then that just reduces the amount of food available to the pup, leaves it more vulnerable. And over time, that can contribute to reduced survival of animals. That could be compounded by the availability of that prey, whether it's due to any sort of natural or human-caused event, we don't know. We do know that the primary prey of fur seals in the Pribilofs has been pollock for a number of years, and that stock assessment reports show that there have been declines in the pollock abundance. So thinking about the enormous size of the area that these animals utilize, and then trying to figure out what's going on over that period of time is a challenge.
Tom Gillette leads the Alaska Ecosystem Program for the National Marine Lab in Marine Mammal Lab in Seattle. He says new studies on the fur seals will try to understand what happens to the animals during the winter when they're at sea in the North Pacific.